inside the final furlong. He's going to make it 5 out of 5. And a fifth St Leger for John Golson. A 6 for Frankie Dettori. Logician wins it from Sir Ron Priestley in second. A wonderful run by Nayef Brode and Sir Dragonet.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. That was Logician winning the English St Leger overnight. Another Group 1 winner for Frankel, and also, of course, for Frankie Dettori, his 6th English St Leger.
We've got an SMS in, and they've said that, Ray, you would have seen off the new ball there at the Oval, wouldn't you?
Nicker and nudge.
You would have, though, wouldn't you?
A couple of nice...
By the way, that same contributor on SMS actually... We were talking during the week, and I was telling him about you set the alarm at 4:46.
Oh, here we go.
Because you don't like the odd numbers, right? And he said there was a touch of Jack Russell about you. You know, the English wicketkeeper?
The guy who's been painting every test match.
He has been, yeah. And I was telling you about some of his idiosyncrasies. So he wouldn't let anyone know where he lived. So if you wanted to visit his house, he would blindfold you.
No. Seriously.
True story. No,
Didn't he drink like 20 cups of tea a day or something?
Yeah, he did. It was in Gloucestershire. and he had an extension put on by the builders. And they had to do the same thing. They had to be blindfolded to go
Can't
there.
Can't be a true story.
It's a true story.
Jack Russell.
It's a true story.
Actually,
Jack Russell, very
could
different.
Play. Very, very, very good keeper. He had 100 against a rampant Australian team in the, I think it was a 93 series. He played really well.
Anyway, you're our Jack Russell here, Ray.
Yeah, very good. That's going to stick now. You know that, don't you?
Good.
I hope Josh Parr wasn't listening. He's been good enough to join us this morning. He won on Bivouac yesterday. Josh, good morning. And if you forget that previous conversation, let's move on, because Bivouac made a real statement yesterday. And obviously the wet track didn't help him at his previous start, but yesterday he showed he's right back into Golden Rose contention. Josh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. It's spot on there, Ray. He certainly put his hand up and showed us what he is capable of, and possibly showed us the form that he showed at Caulfield 2 starts back.
Did you ever ride on Bivouac before yesterday, Josh?
No, first time I sat on him.
Okay. Give us an insight into the horse then. I think I'm looking for the direct quote from you afterwards. Was it a bolt of lightning or talking about the power and the speed of Bivouac?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm unsure of what my exact words were, but he
rocket ship, he is,
rocket ship,
yeah,
rocket ship.
There you go. Yeah. he's a real powerhouse, and the turn of foot that he showed yesterday was electrifying. And I was actually quite surprised when I first got on the horse, and just the amount of energy that he had. You know, he was burning a lot of energy pre-race, and very excitable horse. We went to the start with the clerk of the course, just to try and keep him as quiet as possible. Well, I was pleased once we got behind the barrier that he had calmed down, and I think he realised that what job was it at hand.
Mm. Given he's a high-energy horse then, Josh, what about 1,400 metres in a Golden Rose when it looks like an exceptional bunch of three-year-old colts this year, and can he run a strong 1,400 against them?
Ray, the Golden Rose is often run at a strong speed, and I think that'll be beneficial for him, because it'll allow him to relax, and when he relaxes like he did yesterday during the race, he shows a really good turn of foot. So I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, okay. The 1,400 there. Oh, my thought was that finally Bivouac, nice to get a decent jockey on board, and then the horse is able to relax. Did you feel the same, Josh?
100%.
You know what, Josh? That'll now go out in social media, because that's what James does. He loves to in a pot. Hey, Josh, a couple of horses I wanted to ask you about. I know you're the regular rider of Castelvecchio, but because of circumstances, you had a prior booking for the Dulcifer yesterday. You rode Shadow Hero, who I thought was terrific, and your old mate finished right alongside you, Castelvecchio.
Both horses were really good, in my opinion, Ray. Shadow Hero's an inexperienced horse, but he has a lot of natural ability.
Yeah.
I thought he was good in tracking up through the field and then accelerating the last furlong of the race. He's got a lot of potential as the races get further. And as for Castelvecchio, I thought he was really good too, because he was back in a similar position but was forced around the field, whereas I cut the corner on Shadow Hero, and he made a real strong dash the last bit, and possibly tired, just as we're getting down to the line. But both horses look look promising for the spring. Yeah.
And both Shadow Hero and Castelvecchio, what did you make of the track, Josh? Because they were sort of out wide where it seemed to be hard to make ground, but then you get a horse like Exceedance who came down the same part of the track where Shadow Hero came down, and he's gone a 32.59 last 600. So, what can you make of that track yesterday?
Yeah, the track was a typical Rose Hill 6 meter firm track.
Yeah,
and we see it time and time again, and often with that exact meeting, actually, when the rail's in that position, it becomes extremely hard to make up ground. Mm. And it played like that yesterday. Oh. I think if you found the first, if you raced in a forward position or found the rail, it was very advantageous. So I think that makes any horse that's made a run from the back of the field down the middle of the track really full of credit, full of merit. So. Yeah.
Mm. Hey, Josh, there was a quote from Darren Boodman afterwards saying just how important the barrier draw is going to be for the Golden Rose was his take on what transpired yesterday. I'm just wondering, an emerging jockey like yourself, to have someone like Darren Boodman, do you tap into his knowledge when you do get a ride for Godolphin?
Oh, whenever possible, I'm always picking Darren's brain. I always have, from the times we're sitting in the jockey's room together to now that he's legging me aboard Godolphin Runners. He would have forgotten more than I probably know. So it's very advantageous for any jockey to be able to chat with him and just talk about things, and he's always willing to give his time, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, he just makes sense, doesn't he, Josh, when he explains things. He's fantastic, Daz. As you did today, Josh, terrific to have you on the show. We hope we can bother you a few more times during the spring carnival, and very best of luck going forward in the coming weeks, Josh.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Josh.